Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for the email, man. Do you want to get us caught up with you and Renee?
Yeah. It's kind of a long story.
It looks like it, man. But walk us through the basics. Y'all knew each other a while?
Oh, yeah. We've known each other since, like, high school. It's been a minute for sure.
But you never dated or anything like that?
No. I think, like, looking back, we might have flirted every now and again, but we were young and dumb, or at least God knows I was. And the timing just, it never seemed to, like, line up. Like, I'd be dating someone, or she was with some loser,
okay.
Or somebody.
Right.
Like, so she went to college here, and I started working because I felt like working was, like, a better path for me. I wasn't great in school or whatever. We didn't really see much of each other, like, after that, to be honest.
Not much or not at all?
Yeah.
No, okay. Like, we'd still run into each other occasionally. We'd see each other, like, stuff online and, like, you know, the occasional, like and, like, comment.
Uh-huh.
But things definitely dropped after, like, graduation. And that's kind of where they stayed for, like, a long time.
Oh, well, that's not uncommon, man. What happened that brought the two of you back together?
Yeah, we kind of just, like, ran into each other. And we ended up spending basically the whole day together. And, like, it was awesome. It brought everything together for us. Like, everything. It just made sense, you know?
Okay.
Pretend we don't.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, it just, like, it occurred to me that she was the one that got away. Like, I had a crush on her forever, and I felt like I could finally admit that to myself. And since she was put back in my path, like, God knows I wasn't going to make that mistake again. Like, that's what's so frustrating about everything.
Yeah, well, what all happened? What was the problem?
I still don't know. Like, I just can't get a hold of her. Like, I can't get anything back from her. I've tried to DMing her because I know she checks those more often, but, like, nothing.
Nothing?
Zero. No communication at all.
Oh, man. So you spend this day together.
Yeah.
You're really feeling it. She's sticking around, obviously, which is a good sign. But then nothing. And you don't have any ideas why.
It's been a few weeks, right? Like, you don't have a single theory?
I really don't. I mean, it was pretty random running into her again. So I was thinking it's possible that she has a man already or something. Like, she wasn't wearing a ring, but some people don't, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see anyone, like, on her social media when I went back and checked. I didn't see her, like, with the same guy or anything popped up over and over. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. You are. So you're hoping this, like, us getting involved would, like, would solve things.
Where's Sherlock Holmes? We're going to cut through somehow?
I guess.
I mean, any of the above would be fine. I just want, like, answers. Like, I feel like it could be more. I don't want to miss my chance. Like, what if she just, like, lost my number or something, or, like, she blocked my number, or, like, I don't know. It feels right. I know that sounds cheesy, but I want to know at least did something, like, that I did everything I could, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we should point out that if she lost her phone, she's not going to answer for us either. but we will give this a try. Get Renee lined up. See what she has to say. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so Andrew and Renee, they knew each other in high school, he said. things fell off after graduation, as they tend to do.
They do, yeah.
With friends in all situations.
Right.
But something brought them back together. He said it was kind of random. They ended up spending the entire day together, and it clicked.
Yeah.
It clicked for him. She's the one that got away.
Yeah.
So now that he has her back in his life, he is not going to lose her this second time.
Except.
He's not heard anything from her, but that's why he called us.
So let's
I'm not counting this.
This
is the third time. I'm counting this as a continuation of the second.
That's right.
And I think we have her on the line. Hey, is this Renee?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey. So we're Frito and Katie from Y100, Renee, calling you with this date night package that we give away on our show. So essentially, you get to do whatever you want, like go anywhere and that sort of thing. And we come through and pay for it. You just have to do...
What station? You just made me a winner?
Oh, that phrase? No,
that gimmick?
No, we'd never.
Lord, no.
You just have to agree to let us pick your date. It's someone you have been out with before, so that's good news. His name's Andrew.
Oh, Andrew?
Yep, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually never went out with Andrew. I've known him forever, but we didn't.
Wait, you didn't? No.
Look, I don't know how much you know or you want to know about this.
Hey, Renee. Listen, I don't want to like blow up your situation or anything like that. Like, I'm just gonna be honest. Like, are you with someone? Like,
wait,
you can tell me.
You have him on the phone?
Well, yeah. But what he told us is you guys met up and had a really great time. Like, date or no date?
No, that's not. Well, we had a nice time.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, oh, Jesus. So he came over to fix my AC, okay?
What? Wait.
He was the tech.
What?
Oh.
It wasn't planned.
Oh,
it was totally random. Like, I thought the name looked familiar, but I never really look at those things, you know, and I guess I probably should, you know, like a girl living alone and all that.
Wait, what's happening here? Where's this going?
Andrew, he works in like, HVAC and my system was acting all funky. I guess he works for the guys that I use. And I mean, it was awesome because, I hadn't seen him in such a long time, and we caught up while he was doing, you know, whatever that all entails.
Right.
You know, one thing kind of led to another.
No,
yeah. What's happening?
No.
Obviously, you didn't know that part.
No. We didn't know any of this.
Okay, well, just know, you know, he's a great guy and everything, and things got a little heated, literally, physically. The house was already hot as hell.
Okay, so, yeah. All right.
But that's what happened. We didn't go out.
Well, it doesn't sound like y'all needed to.
Okay, so y'all hooked up, Renee, when he was on the job.
Yes.
When he was on your job.
Yeah. Okay. I should say I was there all day. I mean, that's basically a date to me. It's just a date where I'm like fixing something.
And being paid.
For real. But no, let's not focus on the getting paid part. Has this ever happened before? I thought this was like a movie plot.
Yeah, like a certain kind of movie.
That
plot
definitely
line,
more
right?
in some
like,
movies than others.
It happens in real life.
Wow.
No, like it happens, but it's never happened to me.
Okay.
I don't go into people's houses like looking for anything or anything like that. But like,
thank goodness for that, I guess. Something else.
Okay, right. So where do we go from here? What do we want to do, Renee? Like date, no date? I mean, it feels like whatever this is, y'all can make it work.
Like your AC.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Right.
No. Or do you not get around to that?
No. Well, yes, the AC is working fine.
Thank God.
But I can't date him. And actually, I'm kind of mad at myself for letting it even go as far as it did. I'm actually really good friends with his ex, and like, she's still in love with him. I don't know if he knows that or not. She doesn't acknowledge it herself. She swears she's over him and she's moved on, but she hasn't. I've always sort of kind of carried a torch for him, but I don't know. She got there first. It's over. We can't.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Do you mean Kobe? Like, how do you two know each other?
I know. Well, we used to work together, but look, it doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't matter how I feel, honestly. We just can't. Not in this lifetime.
Oh, no.
I've known you for way longer than you've known her. That doesn't make some sort of difference.
Sorry, why would that make any difference? Like, this would totally destroy her. I've been trying to figure out how to tell her about the hookup, but...
Whoa. Renee, why would you tell her about that? I wish you hadn't told us about that.
Well, regardless of what happened with me and Andrew, like, I have to tell her. There's no way around
you
it.
You do? I mean, I don't know about that.
This is the two of you at your house.
I don't know how anyone else would find out about it unless you...
Unless she's listening now.
And recognizes both of your voices. Yeah. Like, what are the odds of that? Like, seriously.
Okay, look, like... I just want you to think about this, okay, Renee? Like, okay, you know Kobe, or like you knew Kobe. Like, it doesn't matter. That's in the past. Like, but this could be like your future. Like, what? Okay. I don't understand.
Right.
Look, before this goes any further.
Yeah.
Can we see how this hits other people?
Yeah.
Specifically this latest revelation and not the previous?
Yeah, it's like, I'd love to. Anyway, y'all hang on the line. We'll be right back with you.